This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for Ask the CLO. This one's from Leah in Hampton. Leah writes, I'm 26 years old and I've been going out with a student that's 4 years younger than me. We met when I was on my way to work on campus. He assumed I was going to class, but I've never been enrolled in classes. He does not even know my real age. Should I tell him the truth, or is it really no big deal?
Obviously, it's an issue for you.
Yeah.
Because it ain't an issue for him. But if you feel compelled to tell him, I mean, why not? I can assure you he ain't going to stop wanting to see you. I promise you that. He 4 years old, he finna be a this finna be a notch in his belt. Yeah. You know, I ain't saying for y'all to go and form a full-blown relationship, but you obviously like the little dude like you, so I don't think it's gonna change nothing. It ain't but 4 years. Ain't like you said you 40 years older than him. Four.
But he assumes she's a student as well.
Well, you know, I mean, do you find that necessary to lie about that, too? What's up, lady?
Yeah.
What is you lying about you being a student for?
She just never told him.
Ain't what that is. That's a lie.
Withholding intel.
Live omission.
Yeah.
All right, so she wants to know, should she tell him the truth, or is it really no big deal?
What difference? If it ain't no big deal, tell him the truth. The reason I lie is because it is a big deal. That's why.
Really?
This is necessary.
Hell yeah. It's unnecessary. If it's necessary to lie, here it comes.
But she's 26, Steve. She hasn't gotten it down yet.
She has lied before.
She ain't lying yet.
Yeah, she hasn't gotten it down. She hasn't.
Mm-mm. At 26?
Oh, yeah. You were a master?
Yeah. Not you.
Girl.
Not you. Her.
I was in the PhD program at 26. I'd already got an MB in it.
All right. Moving on to a dashing in Miami. Dashing says, my husband and I... Yeah, dashing. It's a cute name. My husband and I started out with...
Okay, go ahead.
My husband and I started out with me. Listen to this. This is interesting. My husband and I started out with me as a side chick while he was married. I know my husband is a cheater, and I've overlooked the signs that he might have a new side piece. Do I bring it up to him or accept it because I used to be a cheater?
Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
You've accepted it, so now you're assuming that he has another side chick.
Yeah, that's what she's saying, correct? She's overlooked the signs.
Well, you can't overlook the signs. If the signs is there, that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, what you're saying is, do I accept this as get-back payment because I was the side chick? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you right now, very, very rarely...
Do they marry?
Do they get promotions?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Very few promotions are made. Very few.
So what you're saying is very few husbands marry their side chick?
Yeah, see, because what happens is normally the side chick is what breaks up the marriage.
Right, the marriage, right.
Once the marriage is broken up because of you, he looking at you funky right there anyway. Because this is a loss of house, car payments, child support, all this here. So it usually doesn't register in the promotion department. Mm-hmm. It usually doesn't. You having graduated from side chick to wife, that's a miracle. And you should accept the blessing. But if you see the signs, then he got another one. And if you're trying to say, because I did it to this other woman, I should accept the fact that it's being done to me,
karma.
Then you will never, ever right. have a great life because you're just accepting of wrong being done yeah. wrong and you're just willing mm-hmm. to let it go. So I can't help you with that, sister. Sorry.
That's a good one, though. She doesn't have to accept it, is what you're saying. Okay, Crystal in Ferguson said, I got to work this morning and there was a note on my desk that said, dog breath. My coworkers around me said, My coworkers around me said they know who did it, but they're not snitches. Is this just petty nonsense or is it bullying? Should I get my manager involved?
No, you need to you need to address this dog ass breath you got.
Right,
it's what you need to do. This all this get your manager involved and go down to HR. You need to take your ass down to that drug store. It's what you need to do.
He's not even
and
getting
you, you need
it.
To go yeah. and see what it is that's up in them teeth. You got to start flossing. Trap bacteria is trap odor. Damn who did it.
Yes,
damn,
it is.
They ain't snitches or none of that. Ain't none of them say ignore it. Ain't nobody say, girl, you don't pay no attention to that. We know who did it, but we ain't snitches.
Right.
So obviously they all got in and they, okay, who gonna do it? Who gonna tell her? And they wrote the letter. It ain't no need. When you go down there to your boss and get HR involved, you got to talk to them.
Yeah,
and the whole time you're talking, they're gonna be going, "Gotcha."
See right why now. They left the note.
So I think your issue is you need to address the problem because they trying to help you.
Yeah,
dog breath.
Good advice. Yeah.
Ooh, that's strong, now, man.
Yeah, and she's not getting it. She thinks it's pet. They're just being petty.
No. If they put a note on your desk, say dog breath, just cup your hands. Cup your hands and blow into your own face. Go in there and put your PPE mask on.
Your mask for COVID?
Your PPE mask.
What do they call that? What is the initials?
I don't remember.
N92.
N95.
Yeah, but what do they call the supplies, though?
Yeah, but
Monica, ain't it PPE?
PPE. It is PPE, so she's saying.
Right. Well, okay.
We need an E on there, though.
Yeah,
it can't just be PPE now. We need an E on
it. The way you said it.
I thought
that's the way you said it. PPE, man. PPE.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you need to go put that on because yours probably smell like PPE. That's another thing. Could have got dog breath, diaper mouth. Garbage can. There's a lot of stuff, you know.
But dog breath is pretty serious.
Sometimes your breath smell like hot garbage, though, too. That's another
Lord.
One.
Lord. All right.
Your foot on that trash can in the kitchen with the lid on it, and you step on it, and it open, and you go, ooh, all right now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.